Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Kind. Dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. You are listening to this program, Lantern, from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of Lantern, we'll listen to an interesting story. There was once an ass whose master also owned a lap dog. This dog was a favorite and received many a pat and kind word from his master, as well as choice bits from his plate. Every day the dog would run to meet the master, frisking playfully about and leaping up to lick his hands and face. All this the ass saw with much discontent. Though he was well fed, he had much work to do, besides the master hardly ever took any notice of him. Now the jealous ass got it into his silly head that all he had to do to win his master's favor was to act like the dog. So one day he left his stable and clattered eagerly into the house. Finding his master seated at the dinner table, he kicked up his heels and with a loud bray pranked giddily around the table, upsetting it as he did so. Then he planted his forefeet on his master's knees and rolled out his tongue to lick the master's face, as he had seen the dog do. But his weight upset the chair, and ass and man rolled over together in the pile of broken dishes from the table. The master was much alarmed at the strange behavior of the ass, and calling for help soon attracted the attention of the servants. When they saw the danger the master was in from the clumsy beast, they set upon the ass and drove him with kicks and blows back to the stable. There they left him to mourn the foolishness that had brought him nothing but a sound bidding. Behavior that is regarded as agreeable in one is very rude and impertinent in another. Do not try to gain favor by acting in a way that is contrary to your own nature and character.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasin. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with being ourselves and not being dependent on other people. Those people who have developed in themselves a kind of, deep-rooted personality, they are expected to exert much influence both on themselves and on the peers and on the communities. The greater personality, the greater a man, the greater a knowledgeable person, far wider would be the radius of his personality and influence. Imagine that, for example, there have been very important people in the whole history, for example, great mathematicians or great medical doctors or inventors and so on. We know that although many centuries, or even in some cases, more than 1,000 years have passed since the time those great personalities were alive, still the writings and the inventions are referred to with utmost respect. Imagine, for example, the contributions of Socrates to philosophy, or, for example, the findings of Galileo Galilei in physics, or other figures, both ancient and new and modern. Now you find that, all these personalities were those people who understood that they have to contribute to knowledge, they have to do something quite helpful to their own community and so on. The Holy Quran in this regard is eloquent and quite expressive. There's a kind of a divine discourse or the divine piece of hadith in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed, the human beings and first and foremost Adam as the first ancestor of all human beings. خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكَ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. I've created everything for you, for your sake, and I've created you for the sake of mine. If interpreted in terms of our today vernacular, we can find that, everything, the whole universe has been created for the sake of human beings, and human beings have been created for the sake of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to contribute to life in this world, both physically and spiritually.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered all angels to prostrate themselves before Adam. Certainly, prostration should be done just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what kind of prostration was it? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order his angels to prostrate for one of the, to one of the several creatures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created? It wasn't like this. It wasn't because of this. It was because of respecting the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been able to create something or someone who is capable of receiving divine instructions and divine guidance. And this object or this person or this staff or whatever you may name it, it's regarded as the token of God's creation. When the angels were ordered to prostrate themselves before Adam, it meant that all of them were ordered to pay practical respect to the job Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did at that time. It also indicates that in the genealogies of Adam, in the children of Adam, there would become some other personalities that would come up, some other personalities who deserve being respected quite a lot and who are deserved to be regarded as the tokens of the divine grandeur. Imagine that in the progenies of Adam, you can find the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the top-ranking human being in the whole creation as such, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that, I've created the whole universe for the sake of you. At that time, at the time of the creation of Adam and Eve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time never created Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the shape of a human being. Yet, as it was expected of Adam, that in whose progeny such a great personality like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would certainly be born in the distant future, by that time all angels were ordered to show the respect, to show the adoration by means of prostrating themselves before Adam. It was, a kind of prostration that meant to accept, to admit the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that this personality, such a personality who regards himself as respectable enough to be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to worship Satan, not to live a wrong life, or for example, a meaningless life, such a personality certainly deserves being respected.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.